For over 7 decades, this bridge was a record setter, the highest suspension bridge in the world. It continues to draw visitors from around the world who are amazed as they look through the planks at a river 1,000 feet below them. The American Countryside returns after this.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Many of us have taken a tourist trip to the Royal Gorge in Colorado. It was a destination for many, even before you could cross the nearly 1,000-foot deep chasm in your car.
Finally, in 1928, there was a bridge builder from Texas named Lon Piper. And he decided that this would be, the technology was here now, it was the industrial age, so they decided to build a bridge as an attraction.
Peggy Gare shares the story from the rim of the gorge.
It was the highest suspension bridge in the world for about 75 years. The bridge under the chief engineer, George Cole, was built in an amazing 7 months. They started June 5th, 1929, and they were finished by November.
The achievement was one that thousands immediately came to witness.
Their grand opening was December 8th, 1929. And according to the newspapers, there was 10,000 people here, including the lieutenant governor.
Although several decades have passed, it remains a place that many come to experience every year.
But it was always meant as a bridge where you could take a car across. Right now, we limit car traffic to early in the morning and very late in the afternoon, early evening. So it's basically a pedestrian bridge. It is 18 feet across, so two cars can pass.
Today, a gondola, zip line, and much more continues to amaze visitors who come to a landmark that's long been a destination for families. Traveling the countryside at Royal Gorge in Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.